Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here is your host, Julia Stubbe.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, and I thank you for being here. I am grateful and appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and listening live today. Or if you are listening to the recording at another time, I appreciate you as well. Each week, we start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the Energetic Toy Box and explore the fundamentals of the metaphysical world. Today, we'll be exploring the chakra system. Our guest today is Cindy Dale. Cindy is an intuitive coach, energy healer, and internationally respected author. She also leads her one-year apprenticeship program, an in-depth development process of the spiritual gifts, and providing to people in clairvoyance, clairaudience, and healing. And that's coming up, I believe, the end of this month in March. So let's start this hour off with some guided imagery. I would like to invite you to play along using your imagination. Let us first start off by getting comfortable and taking a few deep breaths. Let's start with taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth as if you were blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. One more. In through the nose, hold the breath, and when you're ready, out through the mouth. For those of you who are in a safe place, feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those of you who are driving or operating equipment, let's keep your eyes open. Thank you. Now, let's get out of our heads by imagining or just dropping our space down into our heart center. Just bring your attention to your heart center. And let's fill your heart with lots of love and gratitude. And send that love and gratitude up through your throat, up through your crown, to the heavens, as high as you can reach at this time. Now let's receive that love and gratitude back 10 times or more. Back down, into the head, into the throat, and into filling our heart and expanding it even greater. Now let's send that love and gratitude down to Mother Earth. And now let's receive that love and gratitude back from Mother Earth, again, filling our whole body with love and gratitude, expanding our heart center even bigger and wider. You take notice of a path that leads into a rose garden, noticing roses of many colors, ruby red roses, and off to your left you see some vibrant orange roses, and up ahead there's a patch of sunshine yellow roses. You notice butterflies flying from one rose to another, and the birds are chirping, and you just enjoy the sunshine coming in through the sky. The greenery around you is lush. The fragrance of the roses is intoxicating. You continue along the path where you see roses of indigo blue as well as deep violet. There's a clearing up ahead where two beautiful women are getting ready to open the energetic toy box. Upon opening the toy box, you see that it is filled with spinning tops of many beautiful colors. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. When you're ready, come back into your body. Now I would like to welcome our guest, Cindy Dale, intuitive coach, energy healer, and internationally respected author. Welcome, Cindy. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Julia. That was a beautiful meditation.
Thank you. I'm getting better at it each week. I get, you know, I'm getting in my groove.
I love the roses. When I can see and smell them, I think you've done a very good job.
Thank you for that vote of confidence. I really appreciate that. So in my, what Spirit has guided me is to just give the basics on the chakras, and you've written so many books and really addressed this subject. So when I asked Spirit who would be the best or the perfect choice for this, you came up. So I'm really grateful that you accepted the invitation for the show. So could you share your insight as to what a chakra is and the chakra system and how it works?
Absolutely. Well, and many of us have probably heard the word chakra, whether through yoga or magazine articles. You know, in a nutshell, a chakra is a subtle energy center. And I think the two most important words there are the words energy and subtle, because, you know our physical organs are energy organs or energy centers, because absolutely everything is made out of energy. Everything processes energy. Our liver processes energy a certain way. Our heart does. You know, our thoughts are made of energy. Our feelings are. But there's basically two types of energy. There's slower energy and quicker energy. And it's the slower stuff that we usually identify with, you know, that we study in physical science and we see under a microscope or we're drinking out of our coffee cups. But it's the quick energy, or what's called often the subtle energy or psychic energy, that we're really, you know, kind of focused on when we're working with the chakras, you know, or the energy organs that are able to process this really quick information or this really quick energy. And in fact, what I love, you know, discussing when it comes to the chakras, you know, is the fact that chakras are actually able to turn what we call the subtle energy into physical energy and physical energy back into subtle energy. So conceivably, these energy organs connected to the body or around the body, you know, would be able to disappear a tumor, which is to transform something physical into something subtle, or potentially take a thought or a wish or a dream or a desire and transfer that from the world of imagination and hope into something concrete in our life. And so that's why I'm so in love with chakras and the study of chakras. The teaching of chakras is that these are really specialized organs. You know, the same way the liver is specialized to break down toxins and clean the blood and help digest the food, chakras are able to work on an even grander basis and transform the fast energy into slow energy or physical, and the physical or slow energy into the subtle. You know, and it's a system, just like our organs in the physical body operate in systems, so do the chakras. We have many, many chakras, and they work together. They're located in different parts of the body or different places around or outside of the body, each of them performing its own set of tasks. So one of the chakras might be really busy helping you manifest or work with keeping your body healthy, and another chakra might be quite happily helping you deal with love issues, and another with feelings, and another with communication. So I think of the chakra system as very comparable to the physical organ system, that each chakra, each of these subtle or faster energy centers, is very busy accomplishing their goals and helping the greater self and communicating with each other, you know, kind of all toward the higher goal of helping us be who we really are in physical reality, sharing our spirit with the world, if you would.
Okay, so there's chakras in the body. I believe there's 7 in-body chakras, and then there's other chakras that are outside the body.
Yes, yes.
So could we talk about the 7 in-body chakras a little bit, about what they are and their purpose?
Let's absolutely do that, because those are really the most well-known chakras. Those are the ones that, because they lock into the spine and each are partnered with an endocrine gland, have really, really concrete and material effects in our life. And there are other chakras. We have minor chakras in the body, like in the kneecap, in the palm of the hand, you know, in the bottom of the foot. We have energy centers outside of the body, and even those in the outside of the body have connections into the body. But most of us are really well acquainted with the ones in the body. So, and, you know, ask questions of me anytime that I get, you know, a little too caught up or there's something that can be really interesting about one of the chakras. But in general, these seven chakras in the body are located in the genital area or the hips, and that's the chakra that's typically seen as being in charge of material reality, our body and physicality and money and sex and all that really primary stuff. The second one is located in the abdomen, and it's about our feelings. The third chakra is in our solar plexus, and it's about, oh, you know, our thoughts and mentality and power. I usually work here when people have work issues going on as well, which is kind of a power issue. The fourth chakra is located in the heart, and that's about love and healing. The fifth chakra is located in the throat, and as you could imagine, it's about communication. The fifth chakra is in the forehead, and it's about vision, both psychic vision and how we see ourselves, as well as strategic vision. And then the seventh chakra is typically placed at the top of the head, and that's about spirituality and our purpose. So as you can see, each of these energy centers really regulate something really vital and important about our lives and how we interact with the world, the people around us, and the world in general as well.
And they work together as a team as well, correct?
They are constantly talking. They really are. We need each of them. You know, if we look at it from more of an energy point of view, each of these chakras, you know, are located on a band of light. It's called the electromagnetic spectrum, which just means light, you know, that runs horizontally across the body. And so that energy center in the hip area is on a band of energy that's red. The energy center in the abdomen is on a band of energy that we would typically see with our eyes as orange and so on. So you get this beautiful rainbow effect. But one really flows into another. And, you know, the energy center on the top of the head can also send information down through the body or through this vibrating kind of oscillating set of lights down to the energy center that's in the hip area. So I like to think of them almost like piano keys, that whichever one needs to be played or we need to pay attention to, you know, according to the song that we're singing or what it is we're doing in our lives, will be struck. And it doesn't need to be in a certain order. So we can play any song. We can shine any light. We can show up in life and do anything that we need to do because these energy centers are all able to work, you know, kind of together, in tandem, one at a time, one after another, skipping around. But that's very much how they work. It's really kind of on an as-needed basis that one's going to be stronger and operating at a kind of a higher level than the other one would.
And if one's not quite working up to par, then the other ones sometimes will take up the slack and work a little bit harder. Is that?
Yeah, they have to compensate, which is great in the short run. You know, let's just imagine you've been out all day playing football, which I know I would never be doing, and I'm not sure you would be doing. But I have boys, so, you know, you can just imagine, you know, kind of them out there. You know, my youngest, for instance, has been in hockey, football, baseball. My oldest has been in those sports plus two others, all right? So, you know, the physical realm is really managed by the energy center in the hip area. That's the physical one. That's red. That's vibrant, and that's out there. So imagine one of these boys out there all day just being boys, right? Crazy, busy, physical. And they come home, and that energy center is pretty well exhausted. So for a while, another energy center is going to pop in and take over. Now, given that they're boys, it's probably going to be what we call the third chakra that's in the solar plexus, that's the stomach. And
yeah.
It's not because
and
they're
there goes the refrigerator.
For a while, it's because they're going to want to eat. So, you know, these energy centers really do cover for each other. we run into problems if one of the energy centers, maybe because of trauma, you know, or an emotional strain or a crisis, or because we get made fun of, you know, or for some reason, if some energy center gets shut down, at least partially, for too long, you know, the other energy centers compensating can get really tired and they start flagging. You know, so we really need all these energy centers vibrant. We need them able to work, just not all the time.
Okay, well, I'd like to explore that a little bit more. We're going to get ready to take a short break here, and you know, I'd like to say how they tie into each other as well, because I have a little bit of a story as far as my first real introduction to healing my chakras I'd like to share with you, which has to do with the heart and the root chakra. And I know they your chakras work in pairs sometimes, so I'd like to explore that just a little bit. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. We'll be right back after this commercial break, and we'll talk more about the chakras and how they work together and pair together. Okay?
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life, and by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. It's a new year and a new you emerging. Join Dr. Judith Long on The Eye of the Needle Show each Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Dr. Long features your call-ins and emails to her that emphasize healing and new information about personal transformation and ascension. You have your own unique gift, and it's something that only you can do in your own particular way. Explore that gift. Be all that you can be. The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Cindy Dale. And we are exploring and covering the basics of the chakra and the chakra system. So we were talking, before the break, we were talking about how chakras work together, and that kind of triggered a story, an experience in my life where two chakras were communicating with each other. And I was going to a massage therapist for my neck, and my original massage therapist had her get her hips replaced, so I was going to this person who was new, and she did energy work, and I really never had any energy work done before, but I was familiar with what chakras were a little bit here and there, and she touched my heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Just touched it, and the pain shot through my back and to my root chakra down to the base of my spine, and the pain was so intense it brought tears to my eyes, and I just knew I was in the right place at the right time, because it was just the beginning of my journey to be able to heal the child within me so that I could touch other people's lives in the capacity that I can today. So that was kind of the beginning for me. So when you said that they work together, that really triggered that.
They do. And, you know, they work together in so many different ways. You know, some people see every other chakra as male and female. So, like, the odd-numbered chakras, 1, 3, 5, 7, etc., are so-called more male, really, which just means that they put energy into the world. Some people see 2, 4, 6, et cetera, you know, as receiving, but they have to partner because one has to receive and one has to give, you know, and then quite frequently you get chakras like the first and the fourth working together because, for instance, in that first chakra, which is really active when we're tiny, you know, when we're young, you know, that's though that energy center, you even called it the root chakra, which many people do, is frequently the root of our love issues, you know, or of our heart issues. And our feeling chakra, which is the second one in the abdomen, you know, it's all about what we feel and what we want to create with that. Well, what better expression for that energy center than the fifth chakra, which then puts out into the world, the throat, which puts out into the world, you know, what our feelings are all about. So they have this wonderful kind of playful way, you know, of interacting with each other, you know, and keeping us healthy, keeping us balanced. You know, that's why so often we talk about, you know, energy centers and chakras and parts of our soul and inner self as having a male and a female component. It's really about talking about that dynamic of how we need to receive and how we need to give, you know, and how we need to act and how we need to bring in. And, you know, the chakras often partner together much that same way.
So they balance each other out. Now, the chakra structure, can you talk a little bit about that? Because, you know, some of us that know the chakras, we're not really familiar with all the different parts of it, and I just find it fascinating that there's just a lot more there to it than just one little space in your chest or one little space in your abdomen.
Yeah, they're not just circles. And typically in a chakra workbook or a book, they're shown as these swirling whirlpools or energies of light, you know, which is really to discredit how complex and complicated and beautifully wondrous a chakra is. So, you know, in general, a chakra is going to simplistically look like a swirl of light that goes forward but also backward. So it's really important to acknowledge that all of these in-body chakras have a front side and a back side. And I, you know, there's like two books that talk about the back side of the chakras. I'm one of the authors, and I just can't quite believe that for thousands of years we've missed that we have a backside. So I think somewhere along the line we've forgotten about some of the ancient teachings. But for instance, like, let's talk about the heart chakra. That part of it emanates into the front side is dealing with our everyday love life, our conscious reality, as is the front of every chakra. It's dealing with us moving forward, walking forward, what we see, and what the world sees of us. But the backside of every one of these in-body energy centers is bringing in energy that affects and is from our subconscious, our unconscious, maybe our soul, maybe past lives, and from kind of that invisible set of worlds that, you know, maybe we dream about or we read about, but we're actually interacting with. So all the stuff that kind of comes in from the unrealized or the unknown is coming in through the backside of a chakra. So these two parts of a chakra work together. You know, you could even make it as simple as that which is in our subconscious or our subconscious opens to is going to come through the center of our body and be expressed into the world. But also from a structural point of view, you know, if you were just to look at the chakra like a circle, you're going to see that it has an outer wheel and it has an inner wheel. And it's the outer wheel that enables us to fit into the world. I mean, you know, Julia, we basically are all raised with a tribal mentality, which is good and it's bad. The tribal mentality says you have to fit in. You have to, once you're born, fit into your family structure, your family system. You know, you better not be too weird at school, which I think many of us probably were if we're listening to, you know, these kind of radio shows or writing these kind of books. I mean, we're probably pretty interesting, eccentric people from the mainstream point of view. I think we're super cool.
Well, one of the quotes I like, Gary Douglas said that, yeah, your weirdness is your brilliance.
It is. It's true. You know, and it is interesting. There was just a study that came out that said, you know, you don't want your kids to be narcissists. They're really better off being nerds. So it's kind of the same idea, you know? And so it's that outer wheel that collects the ideas that turn into programs or beliefs and behaviors that make us fit in. But that doesn't necessarily express who we really are, you know, and it's those outer wheel chakra programs that in fact can create the problems that later we need to heal, you know, the dysfunctional beliefs, the not so good ways of looking at ourselves, our worthiness issues, our conundrums. The inner wheel is coded, C-O-D-E-D, with our spirit, with our unique self. And right in the middle of the inner wheel, I believe, is this beautiful sort of, I see it kind of like a light-based vacuum, like this white energy center that connects us straight to spirit or to the divine. So if we really kind of hone in on a chakra, on the outside is the fitting in stuff that most of us then go to therapy for, read self-help books for later to figure out how to kind of break out of. You know, the inner wheel is our truly unique spirit or essence, and right in the middle of that is our connection with the divine that if we just but give permission, you know, will activate, stimulate, and help express our spirit. You know, and that energy alone is enough to start breaking down some of those strictures and dogmas and false belief systems, you know, that might be confining us and keeping us from really expressing ourselves.
So if you were to give permission to your chakra, I mean, because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's, how would you give permission to your chakra? Say you have some heart issues and you know that, but you're really not quite sure. What would you say to your, I mean, I talk to my chakras and, you know, ask them how they're doing. I mean, that's my weirdness, but if they're in pain, it's like, what could I ask my chakra to be able to find that divine space?
Yeah, well, I talk to mine too, so we're two of a pair here. You know, because what we're doing is talking to an aspect of ourselves, and we're talking to, you know, kind of the part of our true self or higher self that's in the middle of that chakra, and we're talking to the God within, you know, when we're doing that as well. You know, the important thing, I think, to know and is that whatever it is we say to ourselves inside, it really just needs to be heart-based. I have done quite a bit of cross-cultural spiritual study, you know, and included is Sufism, which is a wonderful, it's called the path of the heart or the way of the heart. And the rule within that spiritual modality is, you know, if you ask for something from deep within yourself, it doesn't matter how you say it, if you say it to the right chakra or not, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're praying to God of a certain name or not, you know, it doesn't even matter if you're asking for red and what you really need is green. None of that matters as long as you're asking from the purest place, you know, of what you really desire and what you really need. So, you know, it's fantastic to learn a little bit about these seven basic chakras so you have a sense of what part of your body is managing certain concerns. So let's say you need something really physical like money, right? First chakra. Let's say you want to clear up your feelings or figure out how you feel about something or express a creative urge, second chakra. Let's say you need to figure out how to plan your day. Third chakra. You know, let's say you need to know how to say something to somebody, fifth chakra, etc. So knowing just a little bit about the chakras goes a long way. And then I like to visualize the middle of that chakra, or I like to maybe put my hand on that part of my body, you know, with a really loving intent, you know, or maybe I even focus on my spirit. You know, visualize the inside wheel or visualize, you know, kind of like a beautiful smile of God, you know, whatever you call God on the inside of the chakra, and then speak my need, my desire, my intention. I can certainly say it inside myself if I'm on an elevator. You know, I can just say it in my head. I don't have to say anything out loud. Or I can write it down. But if you aim for the center of an energy center, you're really going to get kind of more on the mark to speaking straight to spirit and speaking to the spiritual you that can be empowered to respond in the quickest way.
That's beautiful. It's really beautiful how you summed all that up just, you know, because if they listen no matter which one we're talking to. It's like they all have their ears open and they all want to help and they all want to keep spinning and just create a beautiful life for us.
Yeah, you know, and it's like if I'm home with my two dogs and my two kids, right, and a mailman comes and he delivers a message, and it's addressed to me, and I open it, and it's really for my son, Gabe, you know, or it's dog food for my dogs, you know, I'm going to bring it to the right recipients. I'm not going to keep it. Especially if it's dog food.
Especially, yeah, I was just having a visual there.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to give Gabe that Valentine from the girl who has the crush on him. Or, you know, I'm going to bring the dogs, the dog collar that got delivered in the mail or whatever it is. You know, every part of us is supportive of the entirety of ourselves, you know, and the vibrancy and the health of each of these energy centers. You know, because they all function better if each of them are functional. So they help each other out.
That's awesome. So we're going to take another short break. I want to thank you again for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box, and we'll be right back after this commercial break and talk a little bit more about the chakras with Cindy Dale. Thank you.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Tune in to Spirit Speaks every week for advice just for you that is channeled from Divine Source. Host Amaya is a spiritual teacher and guide who helps listeners actively develop their full potential. Each program includes a channeled soul reading and is ready to discuss the teachings with you every week. Topics include a variety of religious and spiritual aspects, plus healing modalities and intuitive development of self. Spirit Speaks can be heard live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Cindy Dale. We are exploring covering the basics of the chakra and the chakra system. So I want to welcome you back, Cindy. And what I'd really like to talk about is how do we tell if, like, one of our chakras is closed, like awareness of what's going on, and how can we work with it to help open it up again and work in a healthy way?
Well, that's a great question, because we really do want our chakras open. We want them flowing. We want them moving. For most people, when those swirls or whirlpools are rotating clockwise, it means that they are bringing in energy and they're fairly balanced and healthy. For most people, when they're going counterclockwise, it means they're releasing energy, and sometimes that is seen as like losing energy and too unhealthy, but I'm never that cut and dry, to be honest, you know, because we have to open up, we have to let go, you know, so the chakras are usually swirling all kinds of different ways, which is great, but we do want them open, because, which means that, you know, they're expanded, they're meeting the world, they're bringing in energy, they're letting go of energy, they're talking to the other chakras, they're helping our physical body, etc. Because when they're closed, you know, it's the same thing as having your fist closed. If somebody tries to give you something, you know, a flower, money, a compliment, you can't take it in. You know, and neither can you give anybody anything. So we want the chakras open. And one way to figure out if your chakras or somebody else's chakras are open is to use a pendulum. It's a fantastic tool for just kind of assessing where your chakras are and finding out how open versus closed down they are. A pendulum is really any sort of weight on a string, a chain, a leather strap. You know, most people use necklaces or literally a pendulum. It's called a pendulum, you know, kind of a crystal on a small chain. But really you can use anything that you know that if you hold it over some moving energy, which is what your chakras are, the pendulum, the crystal or the weight is going to move and follow the electromagnetic flow of the chakra. So if you hold a pendulum or this weighted object about, depends, you know, anywhere from like 3 inches to a foot, you know, or a foot and a half even sometimes over a chakra area, you're going to watch it start to move if the chakra is open and its electromagnetic energy or light is in flow. So it's going to either move clockwise or counterclockwise if the chakra is open. Sometimes it moves in different directions. But you basically know it's open if you get movement. And if nothing's happening, that chakra is just like shut down, not communicating. That aspect of you that it represents might be in hiding or scared or in a quandary or not knowing what to do. So that's where you want to then go into that chakra or the ideas around it, what it represents, and try to find out what's happening with that part of you. You know, I always see the chakras as representing, you know, different aspects of me, my physical self, my emotional self, my mental self, my relational self. You know, so if I'm going to use a pendulum, you know, and that heart area is shut down, I'm going, oh, you know, the Cindy that's involved with love or relationship is having an issue. So I may do some meditation, some prayer work. I may talk to somebody, do some writing to that part of myself, and try to figure out what's going on. Now, I understand it's awkward to test your own chakras with a pendulum. I mean, but you can't exactly lay down and test, you know, your forehead and see what it's doing very well. So one trick a lot of people use is they use one of their hands and their palm and hold the pendulum in the other hand and hold the pendulum, you know, a few inches over their palm and just ask that palm represents each of the chakras in turn. So you can say to your palm, why don't you be the first chakra for a while? Let me see what's going on. Or why don't you be the second chakra for a while? And why don't we see what's going on? So you can use a technique like that for yourself.
But, wow, that's the first I heard of that. That's really
that
interesting, because what I do is you should see me trying to do cross-eyed to see if my...
Oh, it's very awkward. Or you have to hold a mirror in front of you and, you know, use your palm. It's much easier.
So let's
clear it.
So once we get that awareness and it's still blocked, it's like, you know, if we can't work on ourselves, we can always ask for assistance. There's some intuitive healers out there that would be able to help as well.
Absolutely. Use a good spiritual healer, an intuitive healer. Talk to a friend. You know, if you have a friend that you can say, hey, this part of me is blocked, can you just let me talk or ask me some questions? So you can go back and forth in a dialogue. You know, sometimes if somebody just asks us questions, like, you know, like what I do sometimes is have a friend say to me, okay, your first chakra's blocked. Let me talk to the part of you, Cindy, that's blocked. You know, and say, okay, why are you blocked? And I'll just speak for that part of me. And, you know, so we can use, you know, a number of different, like, kind of sometimes tricky ways, you know, to get to the bottom of our own issues. Or you can do voice dialogue and just write to that part of you. Like, dear Cindy, who's blocked in the first chakra, you know, what's going on? You know, and then the part of me that's that first chakra blocked self might write back. So the healers are fantastic, massage therapists, a spiritual director, a coach. You know, but if we're alone, we can do some things for ourselves with that voice dialoguing.
Yeah, if we're on a budget, if people are on a budget and they really aren't ready for that step.
Yep. Or ask for a dream. One thing I do is when I go to bed, I might write down, that I would like a dream. And, you know, you can ask spirit. You can ask that higher part of yourself. You can ask your guidance. You know, hey, I'd like a dream about what's going on. And, you know, just keep that piece of paper there so you can write down any dream that you have so you can work with it.
Okay. One of the things I want to mention, the book that I love, that I work the most that as yours, is called The Complete Book of Chakra Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, there's a lot of basic information as far as the chakra system. And also there's tools in there on how to work with your chakras. So if anybody's just getting started, for me personally, I recommend that as a really great resource.
Thank you. I think that's a great book. It has got exercises and, you know, I updated it about 3 years ago. It's been out forever, you know, and put a little bit in about quantum physics and, some of the more modern scientific research and some of the studies that say, hey, there really are chakras. There really are, you know, other types of energies in the body and outside of the body that we can't see. So there's a smattering of science in there, too, that it's really nice to pull out of your back pocket if you're talking about this stuff and the person you're talking to is like, well, that's just weird. You go, well, science is saying now. That's very helpful.
Okay, so when you're working with a dialogue and you're having somebody helping you, maybe what you could do is like take the characteristics of what that chakra represents. For example, you know, if we're working your root chakras, that's where your childhood issues are and your sexuality.
Right.
And maybe just write those topics down and have a dialogue about those topics.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
If you're not really sure where to go.
We do a lot with somebody else, but really with ourselves. I'll tell you sometimes what I do because we have strengths. We have certain chakras that are naturally stronger than others. So one of my really strong ones is the first chakra, which is very physical. So this is going to let you know just how eccentric I can get. So if I have to work through an issue by myself, I will sit like on a couch, all right, and I'll pretend I'm my own therapist, and I put a chair in front of me, and I say, okay, my stuck self is sitting in that chair. Cindy, your first chakra self or your heart self or whatever it is sitting in that chair. So I will ask a question, and then I will get up, sit in the chair, and answer the question. I really literally will act this out because some of us are so physical and literal that sometimes we actually need to move around.
But that sounds like so much fun, actually.
It is. It's actually really, really fun. I'm not sure I'd ever let somebody watch me do that, but it works really well.
Or you could even have that dialogue with a mirror, possibly.
Oh, you certainly can. You can talk to yourself. You know, and a lot of kids do that. You know, a lot of kids will just look at themselves in the mirror or, they're gazing in their own eyes. And I believe that they actually are, even maybe silently, communicating with other parts of themselves. So you can communicate with the part of yourself that's stuck, but you can also stand there and be the stuck self and look into your own eyes, you know, and ask to receive insight, higher guidance, you know, and wisdom from your own spiritual self as well.
Yeah, because I know sometimes I will talk to the mirror because it's like maybe I'm feeling and actually tears come out, so that's a way of releasing.
Yeah.
And that also helps to, you know, have your chakras open up by releasing. So you might release through tears or you might release through coughing.
Yeah.
There's some other ways too.
Yeah, we don't always need somebody else. It's nice to have somebody else. But there's so much that we can do with ourselves, and I believe we have guides, and I believe in spirit, you know, so I will ask for help. One of the things that I frequently do, you know, is if I'm really stuck with something, you know, like, gosh, I don't know what to do, you know, this isn't making sense to me, you know, I'll give a reasonable amount of time and ask spirit to send me a sign. You know, and I'll say, I'd really like some insight about this, or I feel triggered and I don't know what to do, or I have to make this decision. You know, so I may, you know, rise in the morning and say, you know, sometime today I would like a sign, or sometime over the next week I would like some insight or a message or a sign. And buttons to bows, it almost always comes. The piece I add, because I can be very stubborn, is I say, I want the sign to come in a way I can recognize. So I won't miss it.
Yeah, that's the way I ask too, so that it's clear and I know that this sign is for me.
Yep.
And it's exactly what I need right now.
Yep. So you'll get a license plate or a song on the radio or somebody. I've even had people I don't know look at me when I'm standing in line and say, I don't know why, but I feel like saying this to you. So you can't miss those things.
Yeah, it's just to be very clear and concise of what you're asking for is, I think, is really important.
That's right. And reasonable. I mean, if I have to make a major decision and I'm giving Spirit like 3 minutes to give me a sign, that may not work. You know, or I need, you know, whatever, $4,000 within a day. Well, I don't know if it's going to show up. Maybe an idea can show up, you know, about how to get my next mortgage payment. But I'm not sure I'm going to be mailed $4,000.
Yeah, that instant gratification.
Yeah, it gets us every time, doesn't it?
All right, well, we're going to take another short break, and we'll be back. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box, and we'll be back after this short commercial break. Thank you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green along with co-host James Maynard for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests, challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out, live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Cindy Dale. And we're just wrapping up our show on chakras and the basics of it. And I was going to ask Cindy to just give us an overall and if she had any other information that would be pertinent to us about chakras.
Well, great. Thank you. You know, just in summary, chakras are subtle energy organs. The word subtle is just referencing how quick they move and how they're able to process psychic or subtle information. But what I find so beautiful about these energy centers is that not only do they deal with psychic information and psychic energy, both receiving that information and sending it out, but they're also able to, within the body, actually turn this really fast-moving information, you know, like a thought, a dream, you know, into something concrete and physical, or attract something concrete and physical to you, and even conceivably kind of like disappear what already exists. So I work with chakras a lot to do healing work when people have, say, physical disorders. Maybe there's inflammation in their body or a tumor or a microbe or an illness. We don't necessarily just simply, you know, wave a magic wand and disappear a microbe, but we can work with the issues, you know, kind of within the person or within kind of their family structure or the world structure that's holding that person in place, you know, or maybe kind of making them stuck. We can figure out why something might be in their life or need to leave their life or isn't in their life, you know, and really get to the bottom of it. So that's what's so beautiful about knowing just a little bit about the chakras is the main seven in-body chakras, which are very, very physical, you know, but they're also each monitoring and running psychological effects, you know, feelings and belief systems, as well as spiritual, you know, can each be mined or excavated to figure out what's going on in our life and why. And from that point, we can figure out what to do about it and, you know, how to open up to, you know, what's really better, you know, what's really going to be more suitable to our real spiritual self and who we are. You know, Julia, one of the things that people, I think, can get hung up about is that oftentimes in our world, we can feel really guilty if we have a problem. You know, oh, I have cancer, I must be doing something wrong, or I am not making any money right now, I must have done something bad in a past life. And, you know, there isn't really that sense of right and wrong, you know, with what's in our lives. It's more that it's typically there for a reason, you know, and if we can approach our issues that way, which the chakra work helps us to do, we can say, well, what's the message in this? What's the message? You know, what's the meaning? What's the gift? And then we open up more choices.
And yeah, it's about the love and the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's like when something's presented, it's like we don't want to judge ourselves because I think that really sets up a block. But about to say, well, what's the lesson here? What can I learn from this, or what part of me needs to heal here?
Exactly. You know, it's like if my, you know, one of my kids when they were younger would to come to me, you know, with a scraped knee, I'm not going to shame them. I'm not going to be mad at them. I'm not going to yell at them. You know, I'm going to help, you know, kind of clean the knee and bandage it and then ask what happened. And, you know, maybe they were popping wheelies like on 6-foot cliffs and we may want to be a little more careful, right? You know, or maybe somebody pushed them and we need to look at it, or, you know, maybe they just scraped their knee and we just have to make it better. It might just be something that's really just about everyday reality, right?
Okay. And, well, one of the things I wanted to talk about before we close, because we're coming to the end of the show, is you run this apprentice program and it's starting the end of this month, I believe. So you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that and how they can sign up for that if they're interested?
I would. I love this program. I teach it's almost a year. It's about a 9-month apprenticeship program. I conduct it through teleseminar and a little bit of interaction. We use Facebook and we have our own private group. And, you know, people have about 22 lessons and a couple Saturday Q&As and then a final webinar. And it really is all about the energy centers and our own unique spiritual gifts. So I can't tell you what we don't talk about during this 9 months together. Everything from what are the chakras, you know, how do they relate to psychism, intuition, spiritual gifts, you know, how do they get impacted by what's happening outside of us, how do we heal it, what do they have to do with our you know, belief systems, how do we do healing work, how do we do work with numbers and shapes and colors and symbols and microbes. I mean, there's absolutely everything in this program. It's an ideal program for people who are practitioners or who want to be energy or intuitive practitioners, because it really, for me, contains the best of everything that I've learned over 20, 25 years in the field, you know, in as approachable a way as I can present the information. And people love it. We have a great time. So, yeah, it starts actually
Where would they sign up? Where could they find more information on that?
Look at my website, cindydale.com, CYNDIDALE.com. You can send a note to get a discount on the program. Anybody listening gets a discount on the program to cindydaleinfo@gmail.com. But basically, just go to my website and start hunting pecking, and you'll find out about the program.
Yeah, I was looking at that. There's a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, and it looks like a lot of fun, too.
It's a fun time. You meet great people, wonderful people in the program as well.
Well, I want to thank you again for joining us. I really, 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 truly appreciate you.
And next week we're going to be talking about discernment and how to kind of make it lighter. And I hope everyone out there will join us for that. I also offer chakra healing sessions. You can check more information out on that at www.wellnesstreasures.com. And I also do channeled artwork for meditation with your chakras. So you can also check out my website for that and do a little research and play with the images and see how they instigate and operate with your chakra. So till next week, I want to wish everyone a beautiful week and filled with love and joy. And I hope you'll join us next week when we talk with discernment. And again, thank you, Cindy Dale, for joining us. And lots of love to you and many blessings. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. And everybody should go see you. That's my vote.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that vote of confidence. It was really a lot of fun. I really enjoyed you. Thank you,
Julia. Same here.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia Stubbe next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.